From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 65 degrees in Lawrence, 64 in Manhattan. It's 306.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 19th and 20th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops, panels, discussions, and networking for artists. Tickets at Mixmaster2025.com.
Thanks for tuning in today, whether you are listening to us at 91.5 FM in Lawrence or 91.3 FM in Junction City or any one of our many frequencies throughout Kansas, or perhaps you're streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Welcome. We are glad you are making room for KPR in your busy day. Coming up in our next 30 minutes. In Washington, D.C., over the last month, grand juries have refused to indict defendants at least seven times. Now, one expert we spoke with sees it as a form of protest.
It could be that they're more bothered by what the government did than what the defendant is accused of doing.
Why the rejections are so unusual. Carrie Johnson looks into that for us. Also, before we get to 4 o'clock, the Kansas Jayhawks and the Missouri Tigers are renewing their football rivalry this weekend in Columbia. You may have heard a bit about that. Coming up, Greg Eklund will explore some of the history behind the so-called border showdown. And we'll give you some details on our border rivalry, a little fundraising game we are playing with KBIA in Columbia. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, offering fieldwork fun with K-Pop Sunday, September 21st, in front of Dyke Hall. Activities for all ages, including paleontology, biology, and meteorology. Details at biodiversity.ku.edu.
Mostly cloudy skies this evening, lows in the upper 40s. It's 3:20.
NPR comes from the station.
Bishop Michael Pham leads the Diocese of San Diego, and maybe his most visible act as the leader of Catholics in a city on the southern border of the U.S. is his presence at immigration courts. In the hallways, in the courtrooms themselves, he says it is important to be there physically with people facing deportation.
That's what they need, and knowing that we can't do much of anything, but just the fact that being present, they're so happy and grateful that we were there.
Our conversation with Bishop Michael Pham this weekend on All Things Considered. Listen on your radio or ask your smart speaker to play NPR or your member station by name.
This is NPR News.
Appetizing delicacies await on Manhattan's Lower East Side. Family, too.
My great-grandfather's older sister was a herring maven.
Take a number and come hungry.
I think a bagel and lox is one of the literal tastes of New York.
Russ and Daughters, the family business built on schmaltz herring. Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 7 to 10 a.m. on your KPR stations. Weekend edition Saturday with Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center presenting I Mom So Hard, the flashback tour. Two moms, lots of laughs, creators of the web series. Saturday, September 13th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
Stick around. News headlines are coming up next. We want to give a quick shout out to all the folks at the Oskaloosa Independent, the Oski Indy. Hey, Rick Nichols. He dropped by today. Thanks so much for your support of public media throughout the region. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. While in Kansas, a reporter found a tracking device on his car. Now he's suing the Federal Bureau of Investigation for more information. Zane Irwin has the story.
New York Times reporter Kevin Draper was in Lawrence, Kansas, when he discovered the tracking device in October of 2021. The FBI opened an investigation, but the case was closed years later. A legal complaint alleges that the FBI has failed to respond to public records requests about the investigation. At the time of the incident, Draper was a sports business reporter for the Times. It's unclear what he was reporting on in Lawrence. The FBI and a lawyer for the New York Times both declined to comment. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Multiple Kansas Highway Patrol troopers spent hours yesterday blocking the driveway and scouring the property of the Lawrence Kia dealership in an operation that was connected to the Kansas Department of Revenue. The Lawrence Journal-World reports that the status of the Kia dealership and exactly what law enforcement officers were doing remained unclear as of yesterday evening. One day after the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles kicked off the NFL season, the AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs are opening their season in Brazil. Greg Eklund has this preview.
The Kansas City Chiefs open as the visiting team against the Los Angeles Chargers. Since the Super Bowl last February, the Chiefs rebuilt their offensive line, and quarterback Patrick Mahomes says the newcomers, like rookie left tackle Josh Simmons, are ready to mix in with the veterans.
We got a lot of guys on our football team that have won a lot of games, but so how can we bring those guys in that are new up to the standard that we hold every single day at practice in the film room and on the game days? And so I think we've done that so far, and now it's about going out there and proving it on game day.
This is Mahomes' eighth season as the Chiefs' starting quarterback. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. Central Time in Sao Paulo. I'm Greg Eklund.
There's also a big college football game on Saturday as KU takes on Mizzou in Columbia. We'll talk more about that in just about another 10 minutes. Mostly cloudy skies this evening, turning partly cloudy overnight with a low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high in the mid-70s. At 65 degrees in Lawrence, it is 3:35.
Support for NPR.
Because they wanted more. For NPR News, I'm Freddie Monatis in Seattle.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. For the first time since 2011, the Kansas Jayhawks and the Missouri Tigers will be facing off on the football field. Tomorrow afternoon, they renew their border rivalry that dates back to the late 1800s. As Greg Eklund reports, some believe the game serves as a teaching tool for understanding history.
Nine games have ended in a tie. While KU is off to a 2-0 start this season, MU won its season opener just last Thursday. The revived border showdown, as it's called these days, will take place Saturday afternoon in Columbia. I'm Greg Eklund.
Kickoff for that game is set for 2:30 in the afternoon tomorrow. Now, as KU and Mizzou take on each other in football, the public radio stations in Lawrence and Columbia are having a border showdown of their own, with each station trying to out-fundraise the other and sign up new listener members. All contributions are worth 1 point, but new members are worth 2 points to each station. The station with the most points by Monday gets declared the winner. The losing station has to play the other state's official state song on the radio Monday afternoon. Many thanks going out to some of our contributors. Many thanks to Richard and Barbara Meidinger, who say, go KU. First-time donator Colin McMaster, an anonymous donor from Lawrence, George McCool in Dallas. Hi, George. Kay and Dom Breda, Jerry Berenson, Lielin Toole, Sarah Mounter, and Alyssa Voorhees. Thank you so much. Rock Chalk, it's 10 minutes before 4.
It's All Things Considered.
Is more fun if you're singing. Join us for the news quiz that always invites you to our table. That's Wait, Wait from NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 10 o'clock on your KPR stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR news quiz. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 65 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 4 o'clock.
And the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
65 degrees in Lawrence, 64 in Topeka, 57 in Emporia. The time is 4:06. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
And try to make it look Western goth. Add my own flavor into the already established vaquero look.
Out on the dance floor, the Los Goths crew have decorated the Stark space with black balloons. The team throws out multicolored light sticks for people to wave around, which they do, gleefully. Up on stage, there are two 12-foot tall skeletons, the kind you get at Home Depot around Halloween. There's even a guy on stilts, dressed as a robot, who cumbias his way through the crowds.
I don't know. I've never seen it before. If it has been somewhere, I just haven't been there.
That's Alexia Rodidis. They've been trying to make it to Gothic Cumbia for months. As a musician, Rodidis loves the collision of their two favorite genres. It may seem counterintuitive to others, but if you know, you know, they say. Because in a lot of goth music, and even goth-adjacent stuff, like The Smiths, there's a lot of crossover, according to Rodidis.
Because there's a two-step element to it. And, like, the two-step is like a cumbia step, you know what I mean? Because they just, they meld together in, like, such a beautiful way.
It's definitely a vibe, and one that's gaining momentum. Next month, they'll be in Texas, so get your dark tejanas ready. Vanessa Romo, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, lots of other frequencies all around the state, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Headquarters Kansas, presenting its annual 988 Breakfast of Hope, Monday, September 8th, 8 a.m. at Headquarters Kansas. A morning of connection, reflection, and community care. Event details at hqkansas.org.
Thanks so much for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, the Secretary of State says the U.S. is at war with drug cartels, and a deadly strike on a Venezuelan boat was just the opening shot against them. Rubio is pushing regional allies to join in this fight, even as critics warn that the Trump administration is on extremely shaky legal ground with these kind of attacks. We'll also talk about the housing market in Utah. Regional headlines coming up as well. Lots more to talk about here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
Quick reminder about our radio rivalry competition as the Jayhawks get ready to face the Tigers tomorrow. You can score for Kansas Public Radio. Every gift equals a point for KPR in our radio rivalry with KBIA in Columbia. If you're a first-time donor, your gift is worth double. Send Missouri Packing Donate today at kansaspublicradio.org, and thank you in advance for helping us score a win. Knock on wood. It is 65 degrees in Lawrence, 62 in Manhattan. The time is 4:20.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News. This weekend, the Catholic Church will canonize a new saint. Carlos Acutis was just a teenager when he died in 2006. He was nicknamed God's Influencer for his use of the internet to promote Catholic miracles.
I think Carlo kind of summarizes someone who, at such a young age, was so sure of what he believed in.
We hear from the family and followers of the first millennial saint on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock for Weekend All Things Considered with Scott Detrow right here on your KPR stations.
Selling an old car, truck, or boat is a real pain, but the KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle and you'll receive a tax deduction.
News headlines are coming up next. Mostly cloudy skies this evening, turning partly cloudy after midnight with a low in the upper 40s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the mid-70s. It's 4:30.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. While in Kansas, a reporter found a tracking device on his car. Now he's suing the Federal Bureau of Investigation for more information. Zane Irwin has the story.
New York Times reporter Kevin Draper was in Lawrence, Kansas, when he discovered the tracking device in October of 2021. The FBI opened an investigation, but the case was closed years later. A legal complaint alleges that the FBI has failed to respond to public records requests about the investigation. At the time of the incident, Draper was a sports business reporter for the Times. It's unclear what he was reporting on in Lawrence. The FBI and a lawyer for the New York Times both declined to comment. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation has broken ground on a regional crime center and laboratory on Pittsburgh State University's campus. It will combine investigative and laboratory operations with PSU's criminal justice education. Staff at the facility will work on a wide variety of investigations, including theft and human trafficking. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach was at the groundbreaking today.
But at the end of the day, we're talking about a better way for law enforcement to collaborate and to deal with all of these types of crime.
The new facility is expected to be completed in early 2027. The Kansas Jayhawks kick off at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon in Columbia for a renewal of what is being called the Border Showdown. Greg Eklund has this preview.
Both teams have come out of the gates with strong defensive performances. In KU's first two games, the Jayhawks have allowed a total of 90 rushing yards. That and a total of 14 points is the best start by a KU defense since 2009 in the Mark Mangino era. In a rivalry game, current Jayhawks coach Lance Leipold wants to make sure KU is poised.
We always want to be an enthusiastic team and not an emotional team. Your emotions sometimes can take you in directions that can be counterproductive sometimes.
KU's last win in Columbia was in 2004. I'm Greg Eklund.
The K-State Wildcats with a 1-1 record are at home tomorrow for a 6 p.m. kickoff against Army. It's 4:35.
Ian Haney, voice of the Kansas Jayhawks. As the universities of Kansas and Missouri square off on the football field during the upcoming Border Showdown, there's another rivalry happening over the radio airwaves. Help KPR beat MU station KBIA with a gift of support. Each donation made through September the 7th equals 1 point. So show your support for KU and KPR today at kansaspublicradio.org. Go Jayhawks.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in. I will actually have an update for you in our next hour on how the radio rivalry is shaking out. Don't want to reel too much, but feeling pretty crimson and blue right now. At any rate, I'll get you all the details in our next hour. Coming up in the next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then the Labor Department's latest report shows a continued slowdown in job growth, with some markets affected directly by the Trump administration policies.
Job losses in construction reflect a lack of availability of workers due to restrictive immigration policies.
How the Fed could respond coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Mostly cloudy this evening, becoming partly cloudy after midnight. Lows in the upper 40s for tomorrow. Sunny and warmer with a high in the mid-70s. It's 65 degrees in Lawrence, 64 in Topeka at 10 minutes before 5.
The News. Listen weekdays from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. 2 more hours of All Things Considered coming right up. We will also in this next hour get you an update on the radio rivalry. It's 5 o'clock.
NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Cy Sims Foundation. Since 1985, supporting advances in science, education, and the arts towards a fairer, more just, and civil society. More information is available at cysimsfoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Headquarters Kansas, presenting its annual 988 Breakfast of Hope, Monday, September 8th, 8 a.m. at Headquarters Kansas. A morning of connection, reflection, and community care. Event details at hqkansas.org.
64 degrees in Lawrence, 57 with light rain in Emporia. It is 5:06. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.9 FM in Atchison, lots of other frequencies all around the state. Thanks so much for tuning in today, wherever you're listening, even if you're listening over the ether. We stream always at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas City Monarchs, presenting the return of the KC Blues and Jazz Festival October 3rd and 4th at Legends Field, featuring Stanley Clark and more. Event details at monarchsbaseball.com.
Thanks so much for spending part of your Friday with us. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, the Kansas Jayhawks and Missouri Tigers renew their football rivalry this weekend in Columbia. Greg Eklund, our sports reporter, takes a look at some of the history behind the border showdown. Also get you an update on the radio rivalry. I have some new numbers. Also, the couple who inspired the $2.2 billion Conjuring universe, a franchise of movies. We'll learn about them and why some critics say the real-life couple that the whole batch is based off have been profiting off of people's pain. That's coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Manhattan Arts Center presenting Legally Blonde the Musical, following Elle Woods as she heads to Harvard Law. Running September 12th to 14th and 19th through the 21st. Details at manhattanarts.org.
Thanks once again to Rick Nichols and all the staff at the Oskaloosa Independent for coming by and showing their appreciation for us. We appreciate you too, Oski. Thanks.
Support for NPR.
On your radio or ask your smart speaker to play NPR or your member station by name.
This is NPR News.
Appetizing delicacies await on Manhattan's Lower East Side. Family, too.
My great-grandfather's older sister was a herring maven.
Take a number and come hungry.
I think the bagel and lox is one of the literal tastes of New York.
Russ and Daughters, the family business built on schmaltz sharing. Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning, 7 to 10 a.m. on your KPR stations for Weekend Edition Saturday with Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar, reminding listeners that tax credits for installing solar and battery systems on homes are set to expire soon. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
News headlines are up next. 62 degrees in Manhattan, 65 in Abilene, 61 in Chanute. It is 5:30.
Plain City, Utah.
On Wall Street, stocks finished lower across the board. The Dow lost 220 points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. While in Kansas, a reporter found a tracking device on his car. Now he's suing the Federal Bureau of Investigation for more information. Zane Irwin has the story.
New York Times reporter Kevin Draper was in Lawrence, Kansas, when he discovered the tracking device in October of 2021. The FBI opened an investigation, but the case was closed years later. A legal complaint alleges that the FBI has failed to respond to public records requests about the investigation. At the time of the incident, Draper was a sports business reporter for the Times. It's unclear what he was reporting on in Lawrence. The FBI and a lawyer for the New York Times both declined to comment. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The Kansas Supreme Court is moving forward with a plan to address the critical need for attorneys in rural communities. KSNT reports that 47 Kansas counties are classified as legal deserts, meaning they don't have enough practicing attorneys to properly serve the population. The state Supreme Court is now establishing a Rural Justice Initiative Committee to address the issue. The committee will implement recommendations made in an earlier report. Those recommendations include creating a statewide rural attorney training program and a student loan repayment program. One day after the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles kicked off the NFL season, the AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs are opening their season in Brazil. Greg Eklund filed this preview.
The Kansas City Chiefs open as the visiting team against the Los Angeles Chargers. Since the Super Bowl last February, the Chiefs rebuilt their offensive line, and quarterback Patrick Mahomes says the newcomers, like rookie left tackle Josh Simmons, are ready to mix in with the veterans.
And we got a lot of guys on our football team that have won a lot of games, but so how can we bring those guys in that are new up to the standard that we hold every single day at practice in the film room and on the game days? And so I think we've done that so far, and now it's about going out there and proving it on game day.
This is Mahomes' eighth season as the Chiefs' starting quarterback. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. Central Time in Sao Paulo. I'm Greg Eklund.
There's also a big college football game on Saturday, KU taking on Mizzou in Columbia. You're listening to KPR, and it's 5:35.
Our community, people are worried, people are scared, so they found like Coffee Town as like a place to forget problems, to just have fun, to connect with your culture.
Most people at the Seattle party danced the entire 3 hours. When the music stopped, the crowd chanted Otra over and over again because they wanted more. For NPR News, I'm Freddy Monades in Seattle.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. For the first time since 2011, the Kansas Jayhawks and the Missouri Tigers will be facing off on the football field. Tomorrow afternoon, they renew their border rivalry that dates back to the late 1800s. As Greg Eklund reports, some believe the game serves as a teaching tool for understanding history.
Comments from McClinton were recorded in 2007 on the heels of another epic battle between the border rivals at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. Mizzou won the game and advanced to the Big 12 championship game and lost. As a result, KU got an invitation to the Orange Bowl. So stung by the oversight, it only drove MU further to look for an alternative conference and eventually left for the SEC. Meanwhile, Lance Leipold says he's been hearing from KU fans about this game for a while, most recently at church on Sunday.
Somebody wanted to talk about it. I didn't know that was the right time to really... Somebody said, you know, kick their butt, but didn't say butt, and it was in church. I didn't really think it was appropriate.
The win-loss record between the two schools is disputed, but by most estimates, the Tigers are in the lead. In the 120 games between KU and MU, the Tigers have won 56, KU 55. 9 games have ended in a tie. While KU is off to a 2-0 start this season, MU won its season opener just last Thursday. The revived border showdown, as it's called these days, will take place Saturday afternoon in Columbia. I'm Greg Eklund.
Kickoff is set for 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. Now, while KU and Mizzou take on each other in football, the public radio stations in Lawrence and Columbia are having a border showdown of their own, with each station trying to out-fundraise the other and sign up more new listener members. All contributions worth 1 point. New members are worth 2 points in this competition. The station with the most points by Monday will be declared the winner. The losing station has to play the other state's official song on the radio Monday afternoon. We really want them to play Home on the Range on KBIA. You can help by pledging 5, 10, or 20 bucks right now at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you so much. And here's that update I've been promising you as of an hour ago. KPR currently in the lead. Woohoo! 41 to KBIA's 34. Many thanks to the three anonymous donors from Lawrence and David and Kay from Lawrence as well.
It's All Things Considered.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Indeed, committed to giving job listings increased visibility with relevant candidates through its sponsored jobs feature. Learn more at Indeed.com/NPR. From the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at WaltonFamilyFoundation.org. From RBC Wealth Management, dedicated to providing financial strategies to help navigate wealth planning and legacy building. More at rbcwealthmanagement.com. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
I'm Peter Sagal. On this week's Wait, Wait, we ask Renee Rapp, star of Mean Girls the Musical, if snobbery is more fun if you're singing. Join us for the news quiz that always invites you to our table. That's Wait, Wait from NPR.
Tune in tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on your KPR One stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR news quiz. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.